The first report on the killing of Iraqi civilians in Haditha was turned in at the Pentagon today. It looks into whether Marines and Navy personnel failed to properly report the incident. Part of Major General Eldon Bargewell's report will state there was no cover-up in the chain of command, but it does raise concerns that three separate groups of military personnel came upon the scene and reported nothing out of the ordinary to their superiors. NPR's Tom Bowman has details.
A Navy bomb squad showed up first, then a Marine intelligence team, finally a Marine foot patrol. The groups arrived one after another on November 19th, shortly after a squad of Marines shot and killed 24 Iraqi civilians, including 11 women and children. Most were shot inside four houses. Five Iraqi males were shot after they got out of a taxi cab. An ongoing criminal investigation is trying to determine whether the squad members fired in self-defense, as they claim, or took part in a massacre. Bargewell's report was not released, but sent to a top officer in Iraq, Lieutenant General Peter Corelli. A government source familiar with the investigation said Bargewell's report found no evidence of a cover-up among officers. Instead, they failed to ask the right questions. And the source said Bargewell's report covered why these three groups failed to report the civilian deaths, even though the groups took numerous photographs of the scene. The Navy bomb squad was called in because it was a concern that the taxi cab might be booby-trapped. It was not. The government source said the pictures they took show the bodies of five Iraqi males next to the taxi. That is in contrast to what Marines have told their lawyers. They say the Iraqis ran from the taxi. That alone was considered a hostile act and allowed the Marines to fire.
The integrity investigation is being compromised because of leaks from within the Defense Department. We are unaware of this photograph, whether the existence or the substantive content of it.
Mark Zaid is a lawyer for the squad leader, Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich. Sources say the sergeant, along with as many as four other Marines, are being investigated. They are in the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines, based at Camp Pendleton, California. The next group was a Marine intelligence team. They searched for documents and other information, but found little of value. Finally, a Marine foot patrol came upon the attack scene. John Sifton of Human Rights Watch says the arrival of these separate groups and their failure to report what they saw raises serious questions.
There's so many Marines on the scene. Why did it take so long for an investigation to get launched? You got a bunch of dead civilians. You got an erroneous report about an IED killing them all. What happened here?
Initially, the Marines released a statement saying a roadside bomb killed 15 civilians. That bomb also killed a Marine and wounded two others. The Marines also reported at the time they were taking fire from the four houses and that they killed eight insurgents. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.